Not 100%, but she's good enough to play.
Ankle.
So, Coach, you guys got rolling, and the people will see the scoreboard, they'll see a 26-point throttling, nearly everyone scoring. But that 2-3 zone that they threw at you guys did cause you a little bit of issues in that first quarter. Just talk about some of the things you talked about during timeouts to try to find the holes in the zone and get some easy baskets.
We knew they were going to throw a zone at us, and we knew they were going to probably even pack it in even more, pack in the zone even more than they did the regular season. We really had about four or five things that we were going to try to do throughout the game. We probably got to two or three of them. But yeah, I mean, a zone, that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to slow you down unless you're shooting the lights out. Obviously, we didn't shoot the lights out from three-point land. But yeah, it did slow us down. But I thought we did a good job of overcoming that.
This is the most comfortable I've seen you in a tournament game, and I can remember a long time. You got a smile on his face. But you felt very, very, very comfortable from the start. Your kid was, they were ready to go.
Yeah, I guess I was a little more comfortable. Yeah, you know, we obviously, even as coaching staff, we talked about how nervous we are even before the game. I mean, it's the postseason, and you have a bad night, and
right,
you're done. So yeah, even coaches get the nerves. But I think as the game wore on, we kind of got that first cushion. We felt pretty comfortable.
I've talked all year about the, in my opinion, the most underrated player in West Michigan is Ricky Ettinger. And she had a great game tonight. Points-wise, probably not there, but really was the facilitator for you guys on offense. Just a comment about what 32 and White was able to do tonight.
That's what, I mean, she has not scored huge numbers. It's rare that she gets out of single digits, but she does a ton of stuff for us on the offensive end. And when she's like that tonight, just solid like that, we're so much better of a team. I think her defense has gotten better this year as well, but we've talked to her about being a kind of a pass-first point guard, being that unselfish player, being a pass-first point guard. And when she does that and gets people involved and then squeaks in 6 to 8 points, it's really good for us.
So Friday district final, assumingly it's, we know who it should be. What do you guys got to do to, you know, get that win?
I tell Caleb this every game. I mean, we got to defend.
Let me guess. Defense and rebounding.
We got to defend like crazy, and we got to really rebound against whatever team wins. So, yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.